Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Great literary fiction may be ranked according to the insights it gives us into the real world and actual human existence. In which case, the parable of the prodigal son is undoubtedly the greatest piece of fiction ever authored. This story tells us, in sudden, broad, and beautiful strokes, about the history of whole civilizations and peoples. It's a story about the lost and found younger brother and the unforgiving, ungrateful older brother. The younger brother represents the Gentiles. The older brother represents the Jews. And it's a story about the lost, dissipated secular world and the proud, ruthless Muslim world, both of whom have rejected their relationship with their loving Father. It's even a story about fallen humanity, which has returned to the Father in the person of the incarnate Son, contrasted with the fallen angels, those elder brothers of ours, who still refuse, due to their own eternal pride and envy, to come back into the Father's house. But most of all, this story is about the individual human heart and the untiring efforts of a loving Father to bring each of us home. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The younger son represents irreligious worldliness. But every one of us carries the temptation to worldliness, to ignore, abandon, forget God, and lose ourselves in the interests of this life. This is what the younger brother does. He thanklessly receives, actually demands, countless gifts from God, and promptly proceeds to turn his back on the giver. God has entrusted us with so much, with bodies and minds and possessions and relationships, all for the sake of working to build up his kingdom. And instead, we squander his gifts. We indulge our bodies, we waste our minds, we heap up possessions pointlessly, and we exploit our relationships. The prodigal son gets his name from how quickly he burned through his inheritance, and how prodigiously we waste our time and our gifts. It's amazing how quickly we burn through our lives, how little use we make of God's gifts in the process. We live for the world instead of for the Lord, and then the world turns on us. The feast turns into a famine. Our self-indulgence turns to perversion and loneliness. Our plans and projects come to nothing. We're humiliated and empty. Our souls go hungry as we tend the pigs of our addictions. Then, when everything else has shown itself to be a stupendous failure, a total letdown, we remember God. And isn't it amazing that we have a God who will accept being the last option? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The older brother represents religious worldliness. Some of us realize the world isn't a smart long-term investment, so we decide to go the religious route. We join up with God, follow the rules, put in our time, but why? So we can cash in at the end. It's not because we really love God, because we really are filled with a desire to serve Him or make others happy. At the end of the day, we're still just thinking about ourselves. And the truth is, we're often envious of the non-religious people. They seem to have such a good time, and we're stuck with the same old boring morality and religion. Look at the older brother. He only thinks of his life in terms of his eventual payout. He envies the fun his little brother must be having, and when that brother comes home and is welcomed with a celebration, no way, no way. It's not fair. He gets all that fun with his drinking and his prostitutes, and then he gets his inheritance back too? Do you see that the elder brother doesn't care about the father who represents God, doesn't appreciate his closeness to him, and he cares nothing for his brother's happiness? All this time, the prodigal son has been lost, confused, alone, destroying himself, living in shame and indignity, while the older brother has been able to work side by side with the father who loves him, honors him, values him, and has shared his whole life with him, teaching him how to be a man and how to be happy. And then the older brother complains about not getting a goat. How is it that we dare to envy secular people in their sin? We resent God for being a hard taskmaster when he saves us from ruining our lives. And then we begrudge it when he rescues our brothers from the human wreckage of their sins. If our religion isn't based on gratitude for the happiness of loving God, for his filling our life with good things, for his teaching us how to avoid destruction, and for his offering us all he has, if our religion isn't based on a deep pity for the suffering of those who are far from God and a delight when they finally come back to the fold, then it's a religion that will keep us out of the kingdom when the repentant have entered it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In the story of the prodigal son, neither brother realizes, first, that intimacy with God is happiness, and secondly, that a sinful life, a life separated from God, is pure and simple misery. So how do we avoid their mistakes? By seeking union with God, by asking him for that gift, and by cultivating our relationship with him in daily prayer. And we refuse to desire or envy a sinful life by remembering that all sin, all worldliness, carries within it the seeds of its own misery, and by removing from our lives the near occasions of sin those things we do right before we fall, and by praying for those who are far from the Father and doing all we can to bring them back to His love and into His home. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The story of the prodigal son is about the tension we all experience, whether in the church or out of the church, between the longing to find happiness in worldly things and that knowledge that happiness lies only in union with God. But the most important character in the story is the father. The father who leaves his house, who runs out the door to bring his boys back home. This is a father whose love is unconditional. It doesn't matter what his sons have done, what they're guilty of. One son's a moron who abandons his father, systematically wrecks his own life, and only comes back to the father when he has no other options. The other son treats all his father's love and care as a burden, and in exchange for all the blessings he's received, he demands that his less fortunate brother be kept left unhappy forever. Doesn't matter. The father just wants them both to join in the feast, in the everlasting celebration. That's God's love for us. It doesn't matter what horrible children we've been, how disgracefully we've treated him. He'll always try to get us to come back to him and be happy. It's really wonderful when you think about it that you and I have a father like him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What were you reflecting on, Teresa?
In a sense, I kind of went down a bit of a rabbit hole on my own of the sort of catch-22 of wanting to sacrifice for others, but also the implication that things then, I mean, God will certainly give to you what you want in that sense. So I was just more struggling with that concept.
What do you mean? Of sacrificing then for them in order that they'll be saved?
Yes.
What do you mean by that? What's the downside?
Like if you start offering up your suffering for the good of another, that suffering is a big thing to take on. I think of Faustina with her, or the visionaries at Fatima.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was very much, hey, would you like to take on this great suffering?
Yeah, for people who are, you don't know, or who are enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Who, or the martyrs who were willing to offer up their suffering for the conversion of their murderers. Like Colby did with the commandant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am not at that level of love yet. I mean, that's just the issue. I don't love enough yet.
Hmm.
In fact, I'm so far from that, I don't even recognize that other people are my brothers and sisters.
Hmm.
I was thinking about how the Republicans hate Democrats.
Hmm.
Democrats hate Republicans. The conservatives hate the liberals.
Yeah.
The Jews hate the Arabs. The Arabs hate the Jews. The Iranians hate the Arabs. The Arabs hate the Iranians. The West hates the Russians. On and on and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
We just pick sides and hate.
Yeah.
And I fall into the same trap. And we all do. And we just don't get it yet that there's one father who's trying to get all his children to stop killing each other and help each other into the house.
Yeah. Yeah. Or to recognize that their good is your good.
I'm so far from that. I'm so far from genuine love. Mm. But then at the same time, I recognize what a brilliant system God set up with the family.
Hmm.
Because if you'd have known me when I was 20 and what a selfish, self-centered pig I was, and how through marriage and raising children and all the things that go with that, you learn to love. So I recognize on one hand how far from loving I am, but I also recognize how far I've come.
And that's fair. That's a very hopeful take.
That I'm in the process of learning to love.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what this life is about. I love the phrase of John of the Cross where he says, at the evening of this life, we'll be judged by our love.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
We can get so bored with the prodigal son.
I think there's always something. And I think that's the incredible. It really reminds me of why Jesus gave us parables.
I really do think the prodigal son is the most stunning piece of fiction in the history of the world. And it's so short. Only God could pack so much in such a small space.
That's true.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.